You know, it's true. Cardinal Wuerl issuing that letter on 9/11, representing a pillar of the rot of what's going on in the church.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see the analogy for sure.
I think that you have the trappings here, and you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago when we discussed here that it was apparent to you, as it is apparent to me and many others, that the 100-year reign, now, none of us knew that the 100-year reign that Leo XIII was shown in the vision of the Satan, that God said, all right, I'll give you 100 years. Yeah, you can have 100 years. And then it's my turn. That none of us knew, or a few concluded, that the 100 years was going to take place inside the Holy Roman Catholic Church. Many just thought that, okay, well, that's what he's going to do in the world outside. But as we've learned, what I think is just absolutely just providentially beautiful and amazing about this, the homosexuality, the feminism, and all that, that has been unleashed on the Western world in the last 50 years could not have happened had Rome been the Rome of a Pius X. Couldn't have. He wouldn't have allowed it. The Holy Ghost wouldn't have allowed it. It could only happen if those in positions of power and the church herself went along with it. Nay, they let it. They let it. And that explains why it is so complete and why it is so widespread. You know, it crosses all European cultures, crosses all language barriers, doesn't it? Just like the faith that's its reversal will too. Right, Mr. Hitchburn?
Absolutely. You know, I look at what's happening now, and I think about Revelations, where we have the dragon whose tail sweeps a third of the stars from the heavens.
Yep.
And I think about how there was a war in heaven, and, you know, St. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. We're seeing the same thing. We are seeing the exact same thing. Who was Lucifer? Lucifer was the
angel of light.
Angel of light, the head of the heavenly host. He was the top dog. And who is Pope Francis?
Top
the
dog.
Head of the church. Top dog. And what's happening? We've got a war within the church. We have one of the lower members of the hierarchy, right? An archbishop. He's not a cardinal.
Nope.
And what has he done? He has struck a mortal blow. A mortal blow to the agenda of those currently in power in the Catholic Church. I really think that as we watch this unfold, we are seeing the drama of the war in heaven being played out in the church right now.
It is an incredible time to some people might say, why would anyone want to convert to your church, to the Catholic Church, now with all that it's got going on? Because she's proving herself that she has the grace within her to heal this tragedy and to do what must be done. She's the only entity in the world that could possibly survive this. So you think about that. Could Harvey Weinstein survive this? And what Weinstein did was 1/1,000,000th of what has gone on in Rome and in other places. No, we know that Weinstein didn't survive it. So no entity on earth that is earthly created and does not have a supernatural role could possibly survive this. And I think I take, I don't know about you, but I take great solace in that. My faith isn't shaken. My faith is renewed and invigorated because I know that the gates of hell aren't going to prevail.
The more I see the facade coming off the false church that has taken over,
yep,
the stronger my faith is in the one true holy Catholic and apostolic faith. It's just the way it is.
And it's also comforting to know that along the way, God allows us to pick up friends like I met you, you met me. Of course, depending on whose side you're on, that may be a good thing or a bad thing. We met Father Heilman. We met John Henry Weston. We met Beverly Stevens and Michael Voris and many, many others that we've all kind of got to know each other during this crisis, and to discover that we're not alone. That like Jeremiah, when Jeremiah was outside the Jerusalem going like, why did you leave me? Here's the only remnant. And God goes, you idiot, I didn't leave you alone.
Yep.
That we discover that we're not alone, and that there are many, many warriors that are being called into battalions and platoons right now. And as I see it, Michael, and I know you share a similar affinity for our Blessed Lady, as I see it, this is Mary at the top, Generalissimo Mary at the top of the army, or at the head of the army, rallying the faithful to shine, polish your weapons up, make sure you've got good ones, meaning the rosaries, and calling us all into battle. Could it? Would it, should it happen any other way, according to the prophecies of Fatima and Akhetun, what have you here? I don't think so. This is going down pretty much as she called it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. And I think that this time period, for however long human history lasts after this, this time period is going to be written about, sung about. There will be poems written about it. I mean, there will be artwork depicting the battles that is currently going on.
Wow.
I really think that this is going to be an immortalized period in the history of the church.
So, folks, buck it up. Gird your loins.